Hello, my name's Dave Edgecombe and I work for the Northern Devon Coast and Countryside Service. I've been involved for many years in helping to maintain the cycleway and coast path that runs through this area. It's hard to believe that the cycleway that you are standing on began life in a very different way. It was built in the mid to late 1800s with a different form of transport in mind, the steam train. And 50 years ago, Barnstable, rather than being a remote terminus of a much reduced railway network, stood as a junction at the heart of four important railways. Trains came late to this part of the country. Since Stephenson's rocket in the 1830s, railways had been built all over the country, but it would be 20 years before they appeared in North Devon. That a railway was first built at all was due largely to the fact that large ships could not navigate the River Tor, and unlike its neighbour Biddeford on the much larger River Torridge, the lack of port facilities were hindering the development of Barnstable. A horse-drawn railway was constructed in 1848 to connect the new port facility at Fremington to Barnstable. By 1854, the railway came to Barnstable from Exeter, and by the following year, the railway was continued along the banks of the River Torridge to Biddeford. By the turn of the 19th century, lines radiated out of Barnstable to Torrington, Ilfracombe, Taunton and Exeter, with smaller railways at Linton and even at Westward Ho. In the mid-1900s, the railways in North Devon reached their peak. The line to Ilfracombe now formed part of the main line from Waterloo, conveying thousands of holidaymakers to seaside destinations on the North Devon coast. By contrast, the Torrington line, which extended to the clay works at Meath, was more noted for goods than passengers, although when the cuts came in the 1960s, it survived until the early 1980s.